Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Freedom of Navigation exercise rattles China. The U.S. Navy ship USS Lassen passed Tuesday within 12 nautical miles of the Subi Reef in the Spratly Islands. Several Chinese ships shadowed the U.S. vessel as it made its way through the South China Sea. China denounced the U.S. patrol that went close to a man-made island it considers a part of its territory. Mira Rapp Hooper from the Center for the New American Security says China appears to be using that island for military purposes.
China has built between 2 and 3 airstrips in the Spratly Islands, and these airstrips are at least 3,000 meters long, meaning they are capable of accommodating any type of military aircraft that China should want to land there. They are also installing sophisticated radar and communications equipment on the island and constructing large port facilities. So these islands are already being militarized.
Mira Rapp Hooper from the Center for the New American Security. The United States is stepping up attacks against Islamic State targets in Syria and Iraq with more airstrikes and possibly some ground assaults. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter spoke Tuesday at a congressional hearing.
Well, our mission in Iraq is to train, advise, and assist our Iraqi partners in situations such as that operation, where we have actionable intelligence and a capable partner force. We want to support our partners, and we will.
Ash Carter. Tanzania's ruling party presidential candidate John Magufuli took an early lead Tuesday in vote counting for Sunday's election. Meanwhile, opposition leader Freedom Mbowe complained of some irregularities.
We have seen some fake ballot papers and ballot boxes, fake documentary being thrashed around.
It looks like a close election. This is VOA News. Rescuers are working to reach remote areas of Pakistan and Afghanistan rocked by Monday's 7.5 magnitude earthquake. More than 360 people were killed and 2,200 injured. A helicopter carrying members of Libya's Tripoli-based Islamist government was shot down Tuesday, killing at least 9. It's unclear how many people were aboard the aircraft, but officials say they do not expect to find any survivors. The helicopter took off from Tripoli and crashed into the sea west of Almaya. Islamists blame the rival government based in Tobruk for shooting down the helicopter. Tobruk officials deny all responsibility.
El gobierno que presido garantiza.
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy is promising to use, in his words, all political and legal means to stop the Catalan region's efforts to become an independent republic. Pro-independence parties announced Tuesday provincial legislature will adopt measures next month to begin the process of breaking away from Spain. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned the airstrikes that hit a hospital in Yemen, noting that hospitals and medical personnel are protected under international law. The U.S. State Department says Iran is expected to be invited to key meetings about Syria's political future. The meetings will take place in Vienna this week. State Department spokesman John Kirby spoke about the participation of Iran.
It's expected that Iran will be invited to attend. Point one. Point two, it's up to Iran to decide whether they're going to or not when they are asked. And if they decide to go, who goes and who represents for them?
Attendance by Iran could mark a shift for the U.S. and other countries that have sought to limit engagement with Iran. Turkey's prime minister says the Turkish military has attacked Syrian Kurdish forces of the PYD. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu says Turkey's army shelled Syrian Kurdish forces of the Democratic Union Party, the PYD, on 2 occasions. Davutoğlu said the attacks were in response to the Kurdish forces violating his country's red line of advancing across the Euphrates River. Ankara accuses the PYD of being an affiliate of the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, which Turkish forces are fighting. The Kurds deny the accusation. The PYD, in its battle against the Islamic State, has linked up a series of Kurdish enclaves, taking control of much of the Syrian-Turkish border region. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Congressional leaders in the U.S. have reached a tentative agreement with the Obama administration on a government spending plan. That plan could avoid another contentious budget standoff between the Democratic White House and the Republican-led Congress. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.